We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub. Trying to put sweat in the bathtub. Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
Your headphones working over there?
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
That's what I did last night after that 466-foot piss missile.
I know
Jack
that I'm hard.
Taglione, you better believe it, man. You talk about stuff taking off.
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
So as I know that I'm hard, somebody tweeted me and said I can hear the best drop in the world. I know that I'm hard. Oh, man. Happy Thursday to all of you from all of us here at Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Royal Sweep.
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
Yeah, God, what a home run that was. Oh, by the way, here it is.
Valter delivers, and Caglione blasts it. Deep center field. Cruises back. He looks up. It's way out of here. Jack Caglione's second home run at Kauffman Stadium. Is a moonshot to dead center.
What a moonshot.
466 feet. 110.8 off the bat. Mm-hmm. Whoa. A two-run homer for Jack Caglione. The Royals lead 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Moonshots are to the moon and down. That ball was an absolute piss rocket.
That was a laser shot. 466 freaking feet. Who was the one? Was it Judge a couple of weeks ago when we were sitting out there? Yeah, that was like, all right, Aaron Judge, hold my beer. I'm going to show you how to blast one over the wall. But, I mean, what a shot for Jack Caglione. And having two in a row now, hopefully he's kind of getting back. And this is why we said on Monday, you don't send this kid down. You're not going to learn anything by going down to the minor leagues. And people were pining for it and wanting, oh, you should be sent down. For what? What reason? To go out there and face, you know, rum-dum pitching instead of, you know, facing the Pirates and the Mets and everybody else that's at the big league level in the next couple of weeks. He'll learn at the big league level. And, boy, he's realized some success. And I think that's important for him to see the success and to know that, okay, I can do this at this level. Because I think if you probably asked him about a week ago, it was Strugglesville, USA for him and not knowing how to handle things and not knowing what to do. And now he's able to break out of it. That's a great sign for all of us involved. And then Salvi, too. And I want to praise Salvi. Mm. Because two home runs last night in that ball game for Salvador Perez. I mean, how impressive is that? He's getting closer and closer to that 300 mark. I'm getting more and more excited. Yeah, he's washed. Yeah, you know, give me more Superman Salvi games like that, baby. Like, it's good to see the man with the C on his chest go out there and blast two home runs. And it's even better to see the text line wanting to trade him this morning. So, those are the bizarre takes that people are having right now. But I can't, we get closer and closer to that 300 mark. Like, that's the thing thing for me this year. I want Salvi to get to that 300 mark this year. I want to see him do that. And last night, moved them close. He's got now 12, 13 homers on the season, and he's just a couple now behind that 300 mark. And so it's fun to watch him hit those home runs and get closer and closer to 300 and really assert himself as the next Hall of Famer and the second greatest Royal of all time. And then you got Jack Caglione hitting home runs last night. That's how it's supposed to be, baby.
Yep. I mean, Salvador Perez threw two home runs last night.
I saw a stat where he's got like almost 70 first pitch home runs as a Royal, like doubles second place.
70 first pitch home runs.
It's like
runs.
60, high 60s.
That's insane, first of all, that somebody's counting that. Of course, you know? But but that's like, oh, everybody always says like, oh, you take a pitch, let's see what the pitcher's got. What if that's the best pitch you're going to see in that at bat? I'm not a big take a pitch and see what the pitcher's got, because he may just be tossing one up there and you're like, damn, I took that pitch. I got to whack it, man. Let's go.
Let's go.
Got to whack it. So before we dive into the Royals, cause we'll do that a lot today, we'll get into a Bobby Witt stat. We'll get into a name that people have, seen on Twitter that they think want to come to the Royals. I don't think that this guy should be anywhere near the K, but we'll get into that.
And I totally disagree. So that'll be a good topic for us.
But it's always Bob, man. And I said this to him in a text yesterday, like whether it's the airport, whether it's the DMV, Bobby still got it. Or if today, or I guess yesterday, the next episode of Fesco, Your Enthusiasm, it was the post office.
Yeah, the post office yesterday. So we went yesterday, had to get the kids the passports,
three
right?
3 minutes of him to be at the post office.
Well, I mean, we were there almost an hour yesterday, I think, by the time it was all said and done. And it's no fault of the guy behind the counter who's a big fan of the show and then started talking to me. And Jen's like, would you just please do the passports so we can move on and stop talking Chiefs or whatever it was. But shout out to the Olathe post office out there at like 138th and Black Bob or wherever we were yesterday, getting the passport photos taken. Because you got to have the passport photos for the kids. Both parents got to be there, blah blah blah, because you know, I guess people
do they
do
have to have real
things.
IDs too?
They do not, because they don't drive, so they don't.
I thought one of them drove.
Well, yes, but not officially driver's license. It's your restricted license and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, they'll have real IDs, I'm sure, when they get their official license. But so we did that. We go there and we're in line and we're talking, and the guy's like, oh, you know, are you Bob Fesco from the radio? I'm like, yeah, that'd be me, you know. And he's got like a Derek Thomas rookie card there and a Russell Wilson Denver Broncos card and things of that nature. So we're talking, all of a sudden, boom, the hell happened? Turn around, this guy passes out in line at the post office. And everybody, of course, runs over, you know, to make sure that this guy's okay. And, you know, called 911. Like, it was really cool to see the way that, you know, the general public came together to help this guy, right? Nobody knew anybody in that place. Nobody knows who anybody is. Nobody cares about anybody else usually. It's, get me my stamps, get me my package. I want to get out of here. I'm done, right? This guy goes down, and everybody, somebody's calling 911. Somebody's got, you know, a mint in their pocket. Somebody's got a granola bar. The other person's keeping pulse, you know. The whole thing, it was like, it was unbelievable to watch the display of humanity come and try to save this guy. And he ultimately gave blood about an hour earlier, 60-some years old, and ended up being dehydrated and passed out. It was very hot yesterday.
Oh, that makes
and
sense.
I was telling Dusty, I got like this 32-ounce water bottle. I drank 6 or 7 of those yesterday. So I can't imagine what it's like to be a little bit older out there in this heat. And so God love him. He's out here giving blood, doing his community duty and whatnot, and in the post office. And thank God he hit like this display of like package, you know, packaging.
Oh, yeah.
And it saved him from hitting his head and bleeding out all over the place and whatnot. But I mean, it was a scary situation at first, because you don't know. And then he went back down. I'm like, oh my God. Shout out to the Olathe Police Department and EMTs. Like, those guys and gals were there in seconds, man, to help this dude out. And it wasn't nothing serious. And of course, my wife friends his wife on Facebook. And, oh, we got three mutual friends. you know, that kind of stuff. And you know,
awesome.
Just ended up being like dehydrated and whatnot. And, and ultimately, he's fine. But man, it was just such a scary, scary thing. But it kind of makes you proud a little bit to see that humanity's still there in a good way, and everybody ran, you know, to help this guy and whatnot. And so I, you know, it's just Dusty's like, it's always you. I'm like, yeah, no matter where we go, it's like something happens. But you know, sometimes it's good to be there to be part of that, to see that there's still good in the world. You know, everybody's running and helping and doing all that kind of stuff. And the response time from the Olathe Police Department, the Olathe paramedic—I mean, it was seconds. It felt like
that
they were there. Like usually. When you're in a situation like that, you feel like, oh my God, it's taking forever. Where is somebody? Mm-hmm. And they were there immediately to help everything out, and he's going to be fine, I think. And
they brought him a nice chair to sit.
Yeah, they did. They brought him a nice chair. Somebody did with wheels on it on a floor, like a tile
hard
floor.
Tile floors.
Yeah,
like they roll out here,
sit in this chair. Somebody's like, it has wheels on it. It's going to fall.
I had a 5-minute conversation myself about just the chair. They were like, that's bring the one out that's got the little arms on it. That you
yes,
can just, like, you know,
stationary.
Yeah, so he's on the hard floor, and the paramedic guy goes, I hope you like a hard bed.
Hey.
Because you're going to be in that thing. But yeah, I mean, it was wild. And so he's going to be okay. And then I'm walking out, and this guy comes tearing into the parking lot. Fesco, love the show. I'm Chris, man. So shout out to Chris this morning for pulling into the parking lot of the police department, the post office yesterday, and giving us a shout out. But man, I tell you, every day it's something else that goes on, and you see this kind of stuff. And it's unbelievable to me. It really is. Like, I'm getting to the point where, like, everywhere I go now, something's happening. What the hell was that? It was just... So, but the good news is he's fine.
Good.
I mean, thank God, you know.
Seriously,
but
that's
seriously,
scary.
In this heat, though, man, like, if you're giving blood, make sure you stay for an extra 20 minutes, eat some Nutter Butters, and get all that kind of sugar back in you, and make sure you're hydrating yourself, man. You gotta drink water constantly in this heat. So.
Electrolytes, too.
Yeah.
Electrolyte packets are great nowadays.
Yeah, just go get those liquid IVs.
Yeah.
Those Lynch IVs.
Yeah. No, that's true. The Lynch IVs will work, man.
You get one of those, or if you're feeling lightheaded and you need a little boost in your day, just...
Because he's J.A.C.
Chris is in the text line this morning.
Yeah, he is.
816, nice. Bob, it's good meeting you yesterday at the post office.
There he is. Way to go, Chris.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. He has a little hope in humanity, too, that people were nice and came together. That's
another text in the text line from John. Says, Bob, you're not going to tell the real story. The guy cut you in line, you hit him in the face with your fist and said, bang,
That's what it was.
No, I made that up. That's all me.
That's funny. Yeah.
But you got me.
You could see that at the post office. I mean, the line was long. I was surprised. Like, I'm like, how many people are still going to the post office, right? I mean, it's like not... When was the last time you went to the post office for something? It just doesn't happen a lot, I feel like, anymore. This line was out the door. Yeah. There must have been 10 people in the place.
Yeah, you asked us, or when's the last time? I said, I think it was 3.5 years ago when I had to change addresses. That was it. I mean, that's the only time I've ever had to go there. Or to pick, like, something up that I wasn't my house to get, and yet it's, like, something that's, like, signed package.
Right.
Yeah, I had to go there. And then one time, for some reason, I think UPS, one of their, like, safe portals was CVS.
Yeah.
And I had to go to CVS to pick up something that was like an expensive package that I had to sign for. And I was like, why is it CVS? It's like, well, because.
Yeah, because they have deals with all these companies now.
It's like, all right.
Kohl's has a place you can return Amazon stuff now too, get you in the store and, you know, doing all that kind of. I think they do. I don't know if they do anymore, but they used to. I know Whole Foods has got the deal with Amazon where you can do all that as well. UPS and FedEx, they got their things going on.
Did you guys ever Instacart?
No, I never did. I never did.
My dad's a big Instacarter, but
just doesn't like going to the grocery store.
I like going to the grocery store. I don't have any issue with it at all. I love going to Hy-Vee.
I like to go to the grocery store before I go to the garage. I don't like to go to the grocery store after.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
After the garage. Yeah. Yeah, right.
The hell do we have all kinds of Pringles for? Yeah. I don't know. They had a new flavor.
Yeah. You
know,
but you never go grocery shopping hungry. I mean, no. The best time to go is right after dinner, yes. You know, when you're full and whatnot. But no, I love going. I never wanted to, like, I'm very picky about produce and stuff like that. Like, I want to make sure I get what I want, you know? So that's why I've never done that.
Because he's J.A.C.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.